This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
She's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem flagship media group stations in Tampa, Florida. We are a nationally syndicated radio show heard on the GCN Live Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite. Heard all around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now. And thank you for your service to America, to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, thanks for what you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo link that's right there to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. And hello, Seattle. Hello, Portland. Hello, San Antonio. Hello, Houston. Hello, Atlanta. Hello, Orlando. And hello, Miami tonight. People chiming in from all those cities. All right, joining us right now, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook Guy. Hello, Mr. Edwards Notebook Guy.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God for one simple reason. This country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Ron, I want you to listen to something here and tell me what you think and tell me where you heard this before.
Emergency powers to grant yourself authorities to build this wall without congressional approval. And second,
yes,
on Mexico, you have.
Yes, I have. And I can do it if I want.
So you don't need congressional approval to build the wall?
No, we can use them. Absolutely. We can call a national emergency because of the security of our country. Absolutely. No, we can do it. I haven't done it. I may do it. But we can call a national emergency and build it very quickly. And it's another way of doing it. But if we can do it through a negotiated process, we're giving that a shot.
So is that a threat hanging over the Democrats?
I never threaten anybody. But I am allowed to do that, yes.
Second question.
Called a national emergency.
Now, where do you heard that discussed before?
Well, I heard it today. I mean, yesterday, rather, during the press conference. The thing is, I pray that he goes ahead, because this thing cannot continue.
You didn't hear that discussed about a month ago on this program first anywhere in the country?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've mentioned it. You've mentioned it.
And it took till this week for Fox to pick up on it and finally mention something. And once Fox mentioned it, I guess the president heard Fox say it, and boom, here we go.
Yeah, and I'm afraid he's going to have to do it, and he should do it, because we do have a national emergency. I agree, with the people still pouring in this country like water. Something has to be done.
Well, we don't know how many people are pouring into this country, and that's pretty bad. You don't know how many you got sneaking in between the fence, under the fence, over the fence, whatever it is they're doing, sneaking in via trucks, because they still do that, I might add, coming across the border. And they don't check every truck and every trailer that comes in because they just don't have the manpower and the equipment to do it.
And here's the other thing. Sometimes, you like to hear these people, they're talking and they say, well, they're just coming here to get a better life, blah, 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 blah. Well, you don't know that. You don't know who's a good guy, who's a bad guy, or whatever. And first of all, it's not our duty to check who's the bad guy, the good guy. They're coming here illegally. And by the way, that's not a reason to seek asylum.
No, it's not. And the first time they come in here, if they get caught when they're illegal, they get slapped on the wrist and sent back where they came from. If they come in the second time, they get charged with a felony, spend some jail time here, then they get deported. And if they come back a third time, well, it gets even worse.
Yeah, and I think the second time they should be thrown in jail for a long time to make it difficult so that they won't desire to come back here a third time.
So we know that he can take and exercise declaring his executive order privileges, declare a state of emergency along the border, which would free up the funds from wherever he wanted to take it to build the wall. By the way, to build the wall would actually cost $5.6 billion.
Yeah, and I think he's going to be forced to do it because we've got these leftist knuckleheads who are very stubborn. You've got Chucky, Nancy, and many others who, I guess, really don't care about the sovereignty. It's about their leftist agenda, and they're willing to risk the country to bring it to pass, then, which includes leaving our border wide open, and they don't care about that.
No, they don't, unfortunately. And we're the ones that are going to suffer as a result of it because, again, we have no idea how many people are sneaking into this country by whatever means they're using to get here. No idea. And we can't properly vet the people that are coming in here. And that by itself, you know, a country is only a country if it has borders.
Yeah. And see, when you have waves and waves and waves of people nonstop coming into your country, it does not give people the chance to assimilate into the country. You need to, when you have people come in, you've got to slow it down and pinch it off so that those that have come in have a chance, have a couple of years to assimilate. They're going to have families or whatever, become used to being Americans and raise their children in an American environment. But if it's just wave after wave after wave coming from the culture that they came from, by the way, for example, Honduras or wherever, they usually do not today assimilate into American society.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, and I'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are strolling across the weekend radio dial. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. Last time I was in Sarasota, I tried Paisano's Italian Bakery cannoli and cookies. Oh, my gosh. I'm here to tell you they're the real deal. Being from New York and a self-proclaimed cannoli expert, I'm telling you, you've got to get in there and get some cannolis. Smooth, sweet, creamy, perfect. And the Italian cookies are authentic and delicious. Paisano's has my personal stamp of approval. I can't wait to get back for more.
Paisano's, Gateway Shopping Center in Sarasota. Paisano's, yum.
Hi, it's Lois Falconetti of Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's proudly offers American-made solar screens to protect your family from the Florida UV rays. If you want to be able to open your blinds or shades with the touch of a button in your home or even across the country, we can provide you with motorized shades and teach you how to operate them. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Clark and McIntosh. Dominic's, proudly American-made.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now, here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
I always enjoy watching a new Congress or president enter office. The promises are always the same, cleaning up corruption, making government work, etc. Incoming House Democrat freshman Joe Neguse of Colorado fit that mold when he said, quote, "The partisanship, rancor, and dysfunction of the Trump administration is exactly what voters rejected in November. And that is why on January 3rd, when the new Democratic House majority arrives, we will bring the hope, vision, and goals of effective governance back to the forefront," unquote.
Well, pardon me while I yawn. First, Democrats only consider things rancorous when Republicans don't lie down and get rolled over. Second, government has become dysfunctional precisely because so much of it operates outside constitutional limits. And third, too many Americans turn to government as a first resource and not a last resort, looking to Washington and not themselves to improve their lives. Get those priorities right, and government will work again. Get them wrong, and nothing will change. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
I'm Chuck Englund, host of Suncoast Speaks, our weekly community affairs program. It's a lively hour of what's happening with the newsmakers in Sarasota and Manatee counties in the areas of business, entertainment, and the arts. Make it a point to join us from 5 till 6 p.m. Saturdays here on FM 93.7, 103.1, and AM 930 The Answer. The show also airs on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. I look forward to having you with us on Suncoast Speaks.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You know, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent, get a great rate with a personal touch. And if you ever need help saving money on car insurance, just contact your local GEICO office, because your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV. They can also help you with homeowners and renters insurance through the GEICO local insurance agency. Now, you always get an opportunity, people saving money for more than 75 years, and, of course, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over $21 million. That's GEICO. Go to GEICO.com to find out your local agent, GEICO.com. All right, Mr. Ron Edwards is here with us. You need insurance?
Well, I'm covered right now, but I think a GEICO has a pretty good deal.
Yeah, they do. They very much do. And, of course, military veterans and first responders also can get sizable discounts. Professional drivers, too, sizable discounts on their policies. Now, we had the little, you're in Michigan, right?
Yes, I am.
Who is the congressional representative in the 13th district there?
You've got, she's from Dearborn, Dearbornistan, that's part of a district, and she just recently did something that was not too nice.
Not too nice?
Yeah.
It was beyond reproach, and she should be brought up on ethics charges for using the language that she did on the floor of the United States House of Representatives.
This is one of the reasons why I have very little respect anymore for the Democrat Party. She's representative, in my opinion, of the Democrat Party today. To come out and say what she said, and they kept playing it over and over on Fox, you know, and elsewhere too. I was almost embarrassed, because this is not only a national story, this is international. And to see this kind of, verbiage from someone. Remember, I don't know if you remember this, when she first was elected, she wrapped herself in a Palestinian flag and told folks she now feels Palestinian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. She's not thinking about representing the people of the United States of America. She's part of an agenda, and which is not good for this republic.
Now, the gift that keeps on giving is going to be running the Banking and Finance Committee, and here she is. Here Larry Elder is talking about her.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters, she's taking over as chair of the Financial Services Committee, and she says she's going to go after the banks and try to bring back regulations. Come in, Larry Elder, Salem Radio, nationally syndicated host. Larry, I chuckle with Maxine Waters talking about regulations for banks. She has some murkiness in her own background, does she not?
She certainly does. During the financial services meltdown, she had a meeting with the Secretary of Treasury, Hank Paulson, and did not inform him that she and her husband had a financial interest in banks that she sought money to bail out. She was brought up on ethics commissions, ethics inquiry. It collapsed because she pulled the race card, and the inquiry just went supernova. She also has routinely been voted one of the most ethically challenged members of Congress by a left-wing ethics group. So putting Maxine Waters in charge of the House Financial Services Committee, Ashley, in my opinion, is sort of like putting Michael Moore in charge of the ATF.
Nice analogy.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, I saw that, in fact, today, yesterday, rather. Yeah, it's very interesting. It's very telling, also, to put someone of that ilk in such an important position. And it's about get evenism in her deranged mind, by the way. She is going to consider herself, she considers herself sticking it to the man, sticking it to certain people. And basically she wants to rob Peter to pay Paul, politically speaking.
Pardon me. Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi sat there and allowed this to happen. She didn't pound the gavel. She didn't yell
care
at anybody. Okay, she doesn't care. So what's next?
Well, what's next is that these people are going to run themselves into the ground. Maxine Waters, what I see her doing, though, she's going to overplay her hand, because I think it's going to be proven that she's in over her head in that position.
And you think?
And she like many others, like what's her name, Cortez, and they get a little power and they go to Nutsville. Because,
well, let's talk about Ms. Octavio Cortez, because she wants to propose a new way of collecting tax that she believes will solve everybody's problem. Now, she wants to change the tax law, so if you make $100,000 or less, you won't pay any tax. But if you make $100,000 or more, you will pay a 70% tax on the gross number, not the net number, the gross number, right off the bat before you do anything else. It'll go right to the federal government. Now, won't that just really help out things?
Well, yeah, help everything in reverse. Not only will it help chase companies out of this country as if you had a whip behind the owners and just literally chasing them.
It'll chase
the
people out of this country.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Not companies, people.
Companies,
individuals. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Companies, their people. The ability to create wealth in this country will be totally just wiped out. And, you'll have a Venezuela in the making, to make a long story short.
Well, she doesn't care.
I know they don't. She doesn't. They don't care. It's not about helping the people, as they like to say. It is about destroying what has built this country.
Do you do your own taxes?
No, we have a little help on that.
Okay. Well, with your millions of dollars that you make, you won't be able to get your questions answered by the IRS because their offices are closed right now.
Yes, but guess what? You're still going to have to pay those taxes.
Oh yeah, which is why a lot of people are going to have to. If they don't know how to do their taxes, they don't know how to do that. They're going to have to hire somebody to do it. One of these tax services, like H&R Block, or let's see, who's the other ones out there? There's several different tax services. That's the one that comes to mind, though. So they're going to have to do something like that, because if they don't, guess what? You're going to be in trouble. By the way, did what did you think about the Dow yesterday? Second highest total in the last 2 weeks.
Well, I think it was a wonderful day on the street, and I think it's indicative of good days that are going to be coming, despite some volatility that's still in the market. I think when you, I don't know if you heard the Federal Reserve Chairman speaking yesterday.
I did.
He seemed to come around a little bit. He won't admit it, but I think he came around a little bit and kind of sees the light.
Well, that's because Trump was talking about getting rid of him.
Yeah, although he did say that if Trump fires him, he won't resign. So, whatever. But he was much better. He was more, subdued in talking about or proposing what they're going to do in the future. I think interest rates would only be maybe two times in the coming year or this year. And so that kind of took some of the pressure off of the market, and folks were pretty happy on the street that there's going to be fewer interest rates. I mean, and when you couple that with the great economic news, it was a great day. It was a great day. So
now Larry Kudlow got all excited yesterday, and he said, forget Wall Street. We're in a boom.
Yes. Yes, we are. I mean, and the Trumpster has been saying this all along, and of course others have been trying to downplay this, but you do not create 312,000 jobs unless you are in a boom. And it wasn't just Christmas hires.
Now, do you know, yeah, that's right, it wasn't just Christmas hires. Now, do you know who Pat Roberts is?
Pat Roberts?
Yeah.
Pat Roberts.
Senator from Kansas.
Oh, that, yes.
Yeah, 82 years old. He's not going to seek re-election.
I know.
This is his last term. And guess who's going to run for his seat?
Yes.
Matt Schlapp.
That's right.
From the Conservative Union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So, that's going to be pretty tough because it's possible that a Democrat could get in there, though. That's what they're trying to say that, but I think Schlapp will slap that down.
Well, yeah.
To be honest with you.
Nice pun. He can compete with anybody. The guy is sharp. I like him. Every time he gets on television, he does very well.
Yes, he does. Absolutely. So Schlapp getting in there, he's kind of young and energetic, and he's really bright. So I think that'll be great.
Oh, and one other thing, Larry Kudlow did say no recession is in sight.
And that's true. That's true.
And with
look at all the indicators.
And with that, here comes the music. Got to let you go. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely.
All right, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy. We'll be playing one of his Edwards Notebooks here in just a minute. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860. The Answer.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Funeral services will be held in Central California Saturday for Corporal Renil Singh, the police officer who authorities say was shot to death by a man in the country illegally. Singh was killed in the early hours after Christmas when he pulled over a suspected drunk driver. White House officials and congressional staffers will continue negotiations Saturday over the government shutdown. President Trump met Friday with congressional leaders from both parties as the shutdown hit the two-week mark amid an impasse over his demand for billions of dollars for a border wall with Mexico. And the owner of the Weather Channel denies any impropriety with the use of location data collected from users of its mobile app. IBM has issued a statement in response to a lawsuit by the Los Angeles City Attorney claiming app users are misled to think the data is only used for personalized weather information. This is SRN News.
If you could do something to protect your family with just 10 minutes effort, would you bother? If something should ever happen to you, that 10-minute effort could mean the difference between hardship and financial security for your loved ones. Life insurance is something most people don't like to think about. Too many people do nothing until it's too late. The reason? People expect it'll be a big hassle. Ethos changes all that. Ethos is modern life insurance for people who don't have the time for fine print, extra doctor's appointments, or hidden fees. Ethos is affordable. It only takes about 10 minutes to apply online, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring your family has the help they need to maintain the life you're building for them, even if the unexpected happens. Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment. Ethos, life insurance for the 21st century. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free quote now at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Most folks don't know that close to 80% of central AC repairs can be avoided with proper maintenance and service. Custom Climate Concepts in Sarasota offers an affordable, comprehensive maintenance plan that can prevent costly repairs and help your unit run longer. Custom Climate Concepts specializes in repair and installation, but they'd rather keep your current system running strong. Custom Climate Concepts. Call 941-955-COOL or CustomClimateConcepts.com.
Larry Elder.
Obama, of course, has said that over and over again. We didn't have a scandal that embarrassed us. Sure, there were occasional mistakes and screw-ups, but there wasn't anything venal in 8 years.
Really?
Operation Fast and Furious? Benghazi?
What about the IRS?
Wolf Lerner. Scandal-free? Okay.
Weeknights at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, starting next Tuesday, January the 8th, next Tuesday at 12 noon, I will be having lunch or have lunch to the captain or with the captain. Series moves over to the Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue here in Tampa, which is at the extreme north end of the runway for Tampa International Airport. You go up the Veterans Expressway, get off at Waters, and go east past the first traffic light, and they're in between the first and second light right there on the right. And the reason that I'm going to Mission Barbecue now is because that's where America's first responders, firefighters, military, and police share in the wall of honor. And my New Yorker fire helmet from 9/11 is up on the wall in that establishment at West Waters Avenue, and I was happy to put it there when they asked me to. Now, Mission Barbecue honors all of America's heroes every day at 12 noon when they play the national anthem. Everything comes to a screeching halt, and people stand there with their hands over their heart, or the veterans would cover salute, and they sing or just merely respectfully listen to the national anthem, which is really something. It's very stirring when you see an entire restaurant standing up doing that. Of course, they've got great food there, too, and we'll have the advantage of having some really great camaraderie, but that's Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue in the Town and Country section of Tampa, right there off the Veterans Expressway, the extreme north end of the airport where they honor all of America's heroes. So looking forward to seeing you there on Tuesday, 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. We got a table all reserved there, and I have the guys, our Tuesday guys that were over at the other place we're at, we're all going to be there. So there you go. I've got confirmation from them. And that's good. All right. Well, it's time for Mr. Ron Edwards and the Edwards Notebook.
Here we go again.
another new year, and the same old Democrat Party ideas. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Okay, I get it. Democrats literally have no good ideas when it comes to the economy, taxes, unalienable rights, national sovereignty, education, etc. If you refuse to believe me, go to the cities and black neighborhoods throughout America where Democrats have been the dominant political force for almost 60 years. What you will witness is a result of leftist Democrat Party persuasion dominance and just horrible ideas. As a result of such madness, a growing number of black Americans are finally walking away and no longer bow to the golden donkey. So now the desperate Democrats are still not bringing forth good ideas to improve our quality of life or protect our borders, but rather reminding everyone that certain people should receive reparations for slavery that happened well over 100 years ago. But you know what? I agree that reparations should be collected, and directly from the coffers of the Democrat Party for all the Democrat Party destruction to America from 1863 until now. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me Fridays on SHR Media at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific, and 12 a.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on Talk America Radio Network Sundays.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All right, well, that's Ron Edwards, and that's his Edwards Notebook for this week. Now, the 116th Congress is here. Democrats, of course, now control the House of Representatives. There's more racial diversity, even more women in the legislative branch than ever before. Now, President Trump might be getting a little bit rattled this time around because Democrats now have the subpoena power and can demand answers to all kinds of scandals and missteps that they feel have taken place in the Trump administration over the past 2 years, plus any more in the future. And they plan on doing just that, believe me when I tell you. Now, the Energy and Commerce Committee's first hearings will be on climate change, Obamacare, and the Trump administration's family separation policy. And California Representative Brad Sherman, wasting no time, is already planning to introduce articles of impeachment. But many Democrats are still leery of the subject, and the road to actually removing Trump from office is not exactly straightforward from there, and they will not be able to do it because they do not have the Senate, where it would take two-thirds of the vote of the Senate to be able to do that, and they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it. It's just not mathematically possible. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi, reelected Speaker of the House, making her only the second leader in history to reclaim the gavel after losing a majority. And then there was Representative Hakeem Jeffries. Her swearing-in included a historic moment in nominating speeches when she declared Democrats were down with NDP, meaning Nancy D'Alejandro Pelosi. She actually spoke against the Speaker of the House. And in the Senate, Mitt Romney's a senator now, raising questions about whether or not he'll back up his Twitter criticism of Trump with any action on the floor. And the government, today is day number 14, is still shut down, putting everything from scientific experiments to Native American food pantries at risk. But it's got to be done. We need the wall. We need the wall. When the Border Patrol agents to a man say, we need the wall, then guess what? We need the wall. We have lost control of our southern border with Mexico in way too many places. It's time to wake up, and smell the roses and enforce our rules along the border. And Steve in Thailand's been chiming in tonight, talked to me several times. Thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate it. Nikki, thank you very much for your kind comments. Nikki, LJ, thank you for your great comments. And Thomas, our suicide jockey's up and about. So you be careful there, Mr. Suicide Jockey guy. And Flip, I hope you're feeling better. I know it sucks when you got a bad back and everything else that goes along with it. And I hope you're feeling better. And, of course, Maria in Germany. Hello, Maria. Nice to see you tonight. And our buddy Bill, we appreciate you, and see you on Tuesday over there at Muggs. Now, I got a little something here. Let's see if I can get this in. This was Jerry Nadler on CNN. Listen to this interesting conversation.
Newly elected Representative Rashida Tlaib. Yesterday, she wrote an op-ed calling for the impeachment of President Trump. That's what she wrote. Then last night, she said this. I want to play it for you.
And when your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won, bullies don't win. And I said, baby, they don't, because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the mother.
We're going to impeach the mother blanker, she said. Do you approve of that kind of language, first of all?
Well, I don't really like that kind of language, but more to the point, I disagree with what she said. It is too early to talk about that intelligently. We have to follow the facts. We have to get the facts. That's why it's important to protect the Mueller investigation. That's why it's important to do our own inquiry. We have to get the facts, and we'll see where the facts lead, and maybe that'll lead to impeachment, maybe it won't, but it's much too early. We don't have all the facts now, and we must have the facts in order to say that that impeachment, which is a defense, it's not an assault on a president. Impeachment is a defense of the American Republic, of the separation of powers, of liberty, etc. Whether that is necessary can only be determined when you have all the facts, and we don't have them yet.
You don't have them yet. You're waiting for the Mueller investigation.
And for our own investigations, too.
I've also heard you say that you would like to see some sign of Republicans feeling there should be impeachment before you would go out on a limb. Is that true?
Well, what I've said is that impeachment can't be partisan, and that you shouldn't do an impeachment unless you believe that you have such evidence, such great evidence of such terrible deeds, that when that evidence is laid out to the American people, you will probably get an appreciable fraction of the voters who supported the president to agree that you had to do it, so that you don't have a situation where for the next 30 years half the country is saying to the other half, we won the election, you stole it. You have to believe that you have such facts and such such evidence of such facts that you can show that enough people will be persuaded so that you don't divide the country.
And today, I know it's not over, but today, do you have those facts or that evidence?
No, we do not have that yet, and that's why I said we have to. We're far from finishing the inquiry. We have to see what the Mueller report says. That has to come to the Judiciary Committee so that we can relay to the American people, and we can look into it, and we have to do our own investigations. There's a lot of smoke. How much fire there is remains to be determined.
Now, that was Jerry Nadler, and he was talking with a CNN reporter. He kind of changed his tune a little bit from what it was a week or so ago when he was pretty dramatic on what it was that he was planning on doing. But, again, the Democrats are realizing that this is a lose situation for them to just stand up there and harp all day and all night about impeachment. Now, the new freshmen, congressmen, and women that are in there don't get it. They're going to continue to make fools out of themselves, and that's really something that Nancy Pelosi can't do anything about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
With everything you've done to lift up those around you during your military career, we're not going to let your money concerns get you down. We're the NFCC, and we've got your back on this one. As your financial advocate, we're dedicated to improving the financial health of all members of the military community. Whether your debt issues are related to student loans or housing, or involve credit cards, our goal is to help you to defend your financial future. NFCC certified credit counselors have already made the difference for thousands of military members and their families. Let us make a difference for you and yours. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322. That's 877-404-6322. Or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
Jay Sekulow sees yet another political ploy from the Democrats.
The issue is a looming government shutdown, and the issue that seems to be in the middle of this is the funding of the border security wall.
Andy, what do you think? Is this politics right now here at the end of the year?
Yes, I mean, it's the worst form of politics at the end of the year. They're trying to hold the president hostage and call it the Trump shutdown.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 9, right after Larry Elder at 6, on AM 930, The Answer.
If you have an iPhone, you're probably familiar with Find My iPhone, the easy way to find your phone when it slips between the couch cushions. But it's also useful when your car's been jacked. Kim Commando with your Friday Consumer Tech Update, brought to you by SimpliSafe, the most innovative and comprehensive wireless protection for your home. Order yours today at SimpliSafeKim.com. What would you do if you're in your car and suddenly there's a man with a gun banging on your window and screaming at you to get out? That recently happened in Nashville, but as the victim was getting out of his car, he stealthily hid his iPhone in the car center console. After the bad guy drove away, he called the police, logged into his iCloud account, and found his iPhone's location in real time, watching it move throughout the city. The police brought in their helicopters, tracked down the car, and made an arrest. And from start to finish, this all happened in less than an hour. So as it turns out, if you need to stop a carjacker, there's an app for that too. I'm Kim Commando.
Want to make sure nothing comes between you and protecting your family this holiday? You need SimpliSafe Home Security. If a storm takes out your power, SimpliSafe is ready. If an intruder cuts your phone line, SimpliSafe is ready. Say they destroy your keypad or siren, SimpliSafe will still get you the help that you need. Here's what I'd love about this. Maybe it's overkill. Maybe it's the last thing you want to think about this holiday. But with SimpliSafe, you're always ready for anything. They believe nothing should get in the way between you and protecting your family. That's why SimpliSafe doesn't cost an arm and a leg. They charge you what's fair, what's right. $14.99 a month. I recommend SimpliSafe to everyone I know. And today, you can save hundreds of dollars on that protection if you go to SimpliSafeKim.com. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. Make sure to use that URL so they know that I sent you. But hurry. This holiday offer's ending soon. SimpliSafeKim.com.
Know why most shoe stores never bother to measure your feet? Too much work. Know why they don't offer different widths? Too much work. Know why they don't ask about your work? Too much work. Think you can say installing that last bridge span or torquing the bolts on a jet engine is too much work? Didn't think so. At a Red Wing shoe store, we know your feet and your work. Because Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, hey ho, Captain, it's Melvin out here in my bass boat. Hey, you know, maybe you can help me with something. You know, I was out here fishing a little bit earlier, and you know, this girl comes pulling up next to me in a little Boston Whaler selling Vienna hot dogs. She was in a nice little bathing suit and everything, but anyway, I got a couple of hot dogs from her, and she took off with my $20 and told me she'd bring my change back about 2 hours later. I ain't seen her. I can't explain that to my wife. You know, looks like I got a nibble on a big one. I gotta let you go there, Captain. Have a good day.
All righty, stay tuned for the continuing adventures of Melvin and his bass boat. Got more of them on the way, producing them as we speak. Okie dokie, today, Saturday, we'll have a morning small craft advisory for the Sun Coast, the Nature Coast, and Tampa Bay. Winds out of the northwest at 15 to 20 knots, seas 3 to 5 foot and choppy. The Gulf water temperature 71, the Bay water temperature 70. Low tide coming at 8:09 a.m., high tide coming at 3:38 p.m. And keep in mind that our beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the Freedom Boat Club is a national organization which has 168 locations across the country, many of which where this radio show is getting broadcast into right now. So,
They have three different plans that you can join. One of them is the economy plan, which is the Monday through Friday plan, which is great for retirees and also all those that work on weekends. Now, your first month of member dues are free. You get unlimited weekday usage. You get rolling reservations. You also get reciprocal usage anywhere in the country at any of their locations. Pretty good deal. You also get $1,000 off the membership fee, and if you happen to be military, active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, or work in a medical service, add another $500. That's $1,500 off membership. And that's a one-time membership fee, by the way. Then all you do is pay a monthly charge after that. And the second plan is the standard plan, the most popular, Monday through Sunday, 7 day a week. Again, first month of member dues are free, unlimited 7 day usage at any of their locations, also for rolling reservations a year, reciprocal usage for yourself and a member of your family that lives in your house with you, and you can add partners by splitting the one-time entry fee and cut it in half that way. And then, of course, they got the seasonal plan. If you're not in Florida all year, ask about the seasonal plan. It'll save you a bunch of money. You pay by the month for 3 months minimum. Now, 855-FREEDOM is the number, 855-FREEDOM. The Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay's website is simply freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Go there, join the club, find out what I know, and I'll see you out on the water. All right. Patiently waiting, we have got the man, the myth, the legend. And if you want to see somebody out on the water, wait till you see this guy in a paddleboard paddling all the way across Tampa Bay just to get to the airport. It's Picasso.
Setting world records, speed world records, I've heard.
I'm sure.
They could do that in that paddleboat. Listen, our socialist, communist.
Uh-oh. Socialist. There you go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
She's a full communist. She was dancing and during her holiday, and they put it all over. It went crazy. So everybody started posting Twitter dance moves, and it was kind of a contest of who was going to have the hottest moves, and it was pretty wild. There were about 50 or 60 different people posting dance tweets. So, you know, if you got one, Captain, you can tweet it up there.
No, I don't need to do that. Sorry.
You don't have that dance move?
No, my dance move is to sit there and watch.
Yeah.
My dancing is called close dancing.
Yeah. we joined in a little bit. We did a little Brazilian music today. We went into the high air Jair Bolsonaro, the new president, who actually got stabbed in 2018 on the campaign trail and just recently was the new president of Brazil, and he's quite the...
And he wants the U.S. military base there.
Yeah, he's a right. He's a conservative for decades, and from the very beginning he came out, and the country's been kind of going down the tubes, and so... They didn't have much of a choice but to elect him, and he's a Twitter buddy of Trump, so come on over, and you can get him and Trump to tweet to each other over at TrumpTwitterWall.com. And if you don't have a Twitter account, you want to know what the president's tweeting about, and trust me, every day he's got pages of news information. He doesn't hold anything back.
And by the way, you are constantly updating that, right? So you're making some changes. We talked about it during the break.
Oh, it flows constantly.
Okay,
I've got it set up. I make changes, but the whole thing. There's over 25 different Twitter accounts on the front page that are just constantly changing. Every time somebody does their own tweet, it comes through. And videos. There's Twitter videos. And I do like your podcast. I put that up in two clicks, but anything that comes over Twitter shows up, and there's full videos now. You know, Twitter, you can watch a whole hour and a half video on a Twitter click just right there. So
okay, well, I'm going to let you go, and I hope you have a great weekend and stay out of trouble.
I hope to see you.
And be careful paddling that paddle thing back
all
across
right.
the bay.
Roger.
Yeah, we'll see you later. That's Picasso, and Picasso's a lot of fun, and we appreciate him calling in the program. Now, don't forget, this has been a whirlwind couple of weeks for me. We hit the satellite running, and I do mean running. I had all my regular affiliates that I had, and they all came aboard with me. And they've been adding, the syndicators have been adding new stations, one after the other, after the other, after the other. The latest edition I can tell you about, it will be Denver, Salem, 710, AM 710, The Answer in Denver, and Salem, AM 1110, The Answer in Colorado Springs will be coming aboard Monday the 14th. They gave me the go-ahead last night. So there's two more stations. Those are big signal stations, especially one in Denver. Their signal goes all the way up into Wyoming and all the way down into New Mexico and all the way out east into Kansas. It's a big signal station, AM 710, The Answer out of Denver. And we're looking forward to talking to all our friends up there and the truckers, because we get calls, we get messages from the truckers there. By the way, Catwoman Road Dog, I hope you guys are doing well out there tonight. I think they hit the highway again this week, so they're probably either up in Lafayette, Indiana, or they're going back down to Laredo, or they're in Laredo because they run that route back and forth. And they got a little touch and go this week with the snow that way, but I'm pretty sure everything worked out okay. Now, the other thing is, on the Captain's America Third Watch, America is our priority. America is our priority. We are all about being an American first. And you're more than welcome to opine. You're more than welcome to participate by going to Facebook and becoming a friend of the program, like the show, and communicate with us as many dozens of people do at night. And they just send us message after message. By the way, before I forget it, hello to Al in Nebraska and Dave in Indiana. They've been chiming pretty strong over there. And again, we appreciate all that because we're all part of a team here. And our team and our message is simply, as I explained, we're Americans first and everything comes after that. And we need to understand, because we do, the Captain's Army does, we need to understand that our best days are still ahead of us. And if we want to sit on our duff and let the progressive left liberal socialists take it away from us, then shame on us. Shame on us, because I got news for the left. You are going to have the fight of your lifetime this time around coming up politically, because we on the right side of the aisle are and will have our act together. You ain't seen nothing yet as to what you're going to see coming at the liberals that are just trying to drive a wedge in America. We are Americans first here, and we're going to make all America remember that we are America first. Okay, well, here comes the music. That means I got to go. But I'll be back Monday morning bright and early at 0200 hours a.m. Eastern Time. Of course, that's 11 o'clock p.m. in the West Coast and 12 midnight in the Central the Mountain Time Zone and 1 a.m. in the Central Time Zone. But I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I appreciate everybody and everything that you're doing. Keep the comments coming. God bless America. See you all Monday morning.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller.